Yeah, certainly are, and really has got the championship day here at the Southern 100 off to a cracking start, hasn't it? So the bikes for the 6A race now just making their way down, all taking their positions and getting ready as number 95 just goes past there, just checking their helmet straps as they go in, just making sure that everything is in order. And the gate is still closed at the moment, but that will not be closed for very long as Connor Cummins just goes back here. We haven't managed to grab a word with Connor yet, but it's great to see him back here. I think Chris said it was about 11 years or so since he was back here as more bikes trundle in. And there is Peter Hickman. What is he going to do today? He was a podium finisher in one of the races yesterday. He said that his course knowledge probably isn't quite where he wants it to be, but I'm sure it will not take long for him to get up to speed. And Nathan Harrison just in front of us there, looking very relaxed. The gate is being opened. The bikers are being gestured forward, and the travelling marshal, number one in the road, he just sets off and they are making their way round, Chris.
Thank you very much to Beth Espy. So Mike Brown took the race win in this one yesterday from Paul Jordan by 5.44 seconds with number two. Dominic Herbertson coming home in third. Just a couple of messages to get out for people. Hello to Trevor Harbison and the TH Racing team. Hello to you guys. Hope you're well out there listening in Northern Ireland. Hello to Ivan Linton as well. Hello, Ivan. Nice to hear from you as well. He's at work listening to the meeting today. Good stuff. Would love to be here, but watching it on there, the King of the Roads TV, and listening to Manx Radio Motorsport. And hello to Gary Dickinson as well. All tuned in from a sunny Lincolnshire, working hard here. Gary, of course, there. Good 250 runner in his time. So back to the results for the 600cc H&H Motorcycle Super Sports. It was Nathan Harrison, 15 in fourth, and it's 12 Joe Yeardsley, 10 Peter Hickman, 65 Michael Sweeney, 11 Connor Cummins, 95 Eddie Wormald, and the top 10 rounded out by Barry Ferber. Then it was Michael Evans, Jamie Williams, Julian Trummer, John Marsh, then Joey Lambden. John Marsh, of course, won the B race last year. And Mark Jackson, Matthew Rostron, Kieran Brockie, Brad Hughes, Nicholas Round, Adrian Hodson, Tom Snow, Brad Burn, Paul Cranston, and Wayne Avis. But your thoughts on this one? I think this could be another one of those crackers as the leading bikes already coming round the Ballabeg Hairpin. Rob, just give you a bit of time to build up this one. I think this could be a belter again.
It could indeed, and when you can see, you know, just on Mike Brown as well, the win yesterday by over, or just under, I should say, 5.5 seconds there. He just knows this Boyce Precision engineering by Russell Racing Yamaha inside and out. He races it here, he races it at the TT, and he races it elsewhere as well. That is someone who's got it on song as the travelling convoy comes towards us on this sighting lap. At the head of queue this time is the newcomer, Julian Trummer. Then we've got Michael Evans, Barry Ferber, Eddie Wormald, Paul Cassidy, Dave Rigby, Martin Morris, Mark Jackson in there. Number 56, Joey Lambden. So just a reminder on Joey Lambden, the newcomer, promoted into the A race after finishing second in qualifying and first in qualifying in the Supersport white plate sessions. There's Paul Jordan in there as well. Cummins and Hodson, Herbertson. There's Mike Brown, your race winner from yesterday, and Nathan Harrison. So those who will be starting on the front two rows right towards the back of the convoy, so they'll have to wheel their way forward once they do make it back onto Castletown Bypass. That's the travelling marshals just coming past as well. It was all about that battle for third yesterday, wasn't it? What a battle we saw between Dominic Herbertson, Nathan Harrison and Joe Yeardsley. We heard from Dominic Herbertson, didn't we? Smiling from ear to ear, that man. I mean, when isn't he? Let's be honest. But I think the question will be, if Mike Brown and Paul Jordan can replicate the sort of pace they were showing yesterday, can anyone find the power to get them? We'll just have to wait and see, because, of course, this is, again, a very busy field. We have full, if not close to full capacity in both Supersport fields throughout the Southern 100 Road races. That's why we have the two races, A and B, as well. That's, of course, inspection car on the way past. Well, let's wait and see. Will we get more drama in this one? We'll just have to find out. Back to you, Chris.
Thank you very much to Rob and the team there at Cross Four Ways. So the machines rolling down towards us to get into their grid position. 22, Paul Jordan is on pole position. Alongside him, number 4, that'll be Mike Brown. And number 12, Joe Yeardsley. He's across that front row. Then we got number 2 in there, of course, Dominic Herbertson. Number 15, also in there too, Nathan Harrison. And number 7, that completes the second row, that's Mikey Evans. And there's Mikey Evans just into his position. Then we got number 10 in there, that's Peter Hickman. 44, Rob Hodson. And 65, Michael Sweeney. And completing row number 4 is 23, Marcus Simpson. 11, of course, that being Connor Cummins. And number 9 in there, that is Barry Ferber. And here comes the number 12 machine of Joe Yeardsley, the GSXR 750 machine on the next generation bike. And Mike Brown and Paul Jordan roll into second and third position on their grid position start slots. And in they go. Paul, a bit of a shake of the head, just sorting the gloves out, snaps the visor down, has a little look over his right shoulder. Mike Brown focused in the middle there. Of course, we saw him on Tandragee on the King of the Roads TV last night for BBC. going well with Michael Dunlop there. And here we go, race two on Thursday away. All safely off the line, which is great to see. And a good start from the front group. Off to Beth.
Oh my goodness me, what a start that was. And number four, Mike Brown, just in the lead there, just very, very slightly, but there's not much in it there, Chris.
Thank you very much to Beth. It's nice to get that picture. And here they go on the brakes for the first time. It's four. I think that's Nathan Harrison up the second. Somebody just being bumped a little bit wide. Didn't catch you, that was. Could have been 91. I'm not sure. But I think it's Dominic Herbertson has got a pretty good start on the two bike, it is. So it's four from two from 22. And it's 44, then seven, then 15, then 10. Numbers only at the moment. And it's just slotting in there. Joe Yerge, 12, and Barry Ferber, round about sixth and seventh position. Into Iron Gate for the first time. And number 56, a little bit wide through there. That's Joey Lambden. Ballon Norris, as the camera shakes as you go down on the bump there, and they tried to get themselves sorted out. So Brown leads Herbertson, leads Jordan, then it's Nathan Harrison, it's Rob Hodson, then it's 7, then it's 12, then it's 10, then it's 12, as they filter through Ballabeg for the first time. So careful through there. Got to watch the little bump in the middle of the road there, the old sign that pointed to Alaban Rollinsway Airport. And there's so many pictures of that being taken over the years, of the bike just going through there, leant over that hard, that you can still see the sign there. So at the front, as he dropped down into the bommel for the first time, it's Mike Brown looking for the double in the S&S Motors Supersport 600 race. Rob.
Yeah, who's got the pace to catch him? It is Brown who leads across four ways. Number two, Dominic Herbertson up to second. Then it's Jordan, Nathan Harrison, Hodson, Evans, Hickman, Yeardsley dropping back, Ferber, Trummer, then Warmold holding off Connor Cummins, who's looking up the inside. Jamie Williams and Paul Cassidy on the way through, making up a bit of ground there as well. It's John Marsh into the latest corner here. Matthew Rostron with a nice, neat little move up the inside across four ways, making his way up the field, starting 24th in the grid. But he doesn't look like he's got the power out across four ways as Rostron, so he may lose a little more ground there. But it was Mike Brown leading on the way through. Dominic Herbertson up to second and Paul Jordan in third as well. So Dominic Herbertson potentially putting a cat amongst the pigeons here. Just a reminder as well, separately, if you're only just joining us today and if you're looking in your programme and see Michael Dunlop in the Supersport class, he's not competing in the Supersport class this year. So Dunlop not involved in this field. He is involved in the Superbikes, but not the Supersports. But Mike Brown leading across four ways. See you, Chris.
He is, and they're into Castletown Corner for the very first time. And here they come. One, two, three, four machines. Just listen to that. Mike Brown leads by 0.292 for Dom Herbertson. Then it's Paul Jordan. Then it's Nathan Harrison. For 44, Rob Hodson. 10, Peter Hickman. 12, Joe Yeardsley. 7, Michael Evans. 9, Barry Ferber. 91, Julian Trummer. That's your top 10. Then it's 11, Connor Cummins. And it's as they are as you go through the Ballochagan corner for this time. So it's the Yamaha that leads from the triumph, of course, of Dominic Herbertson, and 22 Paul Jordan on the Jackson Racing bike. That, of course, is the Ducati that he's on. And Nathan Harrison just keeping a watch and brief in about fourth place at the moment. Gap at the front then, 292. So we get down to top 10. Then it's 11 Cummins, 95 Wormald, 92 Williams, 5 Cassidy, and 50 Rigby. That's your top 14 of 15 so far in this S&S Motors 600 race, Paul. So Dave Rigby, top 15. Then 54 Marsh, 56 Lambden, 52 Jackson, 20 Avis, 72 Rostron. And they are your top 20 machines. As Joe Yeardsley having a little bit of a move there, trying to look on the outside over Peter Hickman. But at the front, it's Mike Brown that leads. The top three only separated by half a second. Then it's another second back to Nathan Harrison. He's in that fourth position at the moment. So Brown, he leads. Looking good for it as well. And Dominic Herbertson coming under all sorts of pressure from Paul Jordan. Cross four ways.
Just wondering as well, Chris, was Michael Sweeney a non-starter? Because he hasn't flashed up on these opening laps. Here is Brown, Herbertson. Oh, Jordan just had a little look and then thought against it. And then Nathan Harrison just holding back off that trio. Then it's Hodson. Hickman closing in on Hodson as well through cross four ways. Yeardsley looking at the inside of Michael Evans. Then it's Barry Ferber. Let's see if he's stuck on the exit. Connor Cummins looking at the inside as well. Yep, Yeardsley's held it. So he's made up two places through cross four ways on that lap. Then it's Rigby. Then we've got Morris, Lambden, Jackson on the way through, then Wayne Avis as well. So reminder, just running a little bit wide there, Wayne Avis, so just had to slow down and then gets through cross four ways. Matthew Rostron made up a couple of places on the way through as well on this latest lap. He couldn't quite make it stick on lap one. So Mike Brown still leaning ahead. Herbertson, he had Jordan just having a little look there. Jordan just had a little look into cross four ways. A few more seconds back here, we've got the number 88 machine as well. Back to you, Chris.
What a move by Peter Hickman going through Great Meadow, that fast, fast right-hander. He went underneath Rob Hodgson as your leaders come across the line. Paul Jordan's looking to make a move, but the lead is Mike Brown as you go across the line there. Mike Brown leads from Dominic Curbison with Paul Jordan right in the slipstream. Paul Jordan pulls to the right-hand side. Paul Jordan maybe going to make a move as he goes to Mark Kagan. No, he doesn't make that stick. Then it's 15 Nathan Harrison, 10 Peter Hickman, 44 Rob Hodgson. Then it's 12 Joe Yeardsley, 7 Michael Evans, 9 Barry Ferber, 11 Connor Cummins, 91 Julian Trummer, 95 Eddie Wormald, 92 Jamie Williams, 5 Paul Cassidy, and 50 Dave Rigby. And Paul Jordan, he's making a move, is he? No, been too far back into Iron Gate as the train goes by. And there we are. Mike Brown leads across the line. He's grown it by a couple of hundredths. It was 0.2 on the last lap. It was 0.455. So just under half a second there now. The Mike Brown leads Dominic Herbertson. Last rider through there was number, let's have a little look there, where are we now on the screen? Is 88 Brad Boom was the last rider through, so he has got safely through and the lead is already in and out of Ballabeg Hairpin. As we watch Mikey Evans on 7 bike, he's got Barry Burrell, what's that about? Barry Ferber just in behind him. Barry Burrell, of course, riding in British Championships, arrives number 37, not number 9. Brain back in gear. Mike Brown back at the front then, over the rise as they exit the Williams corner. A little bit of a gap between Dominic Curbison and Paul Jordan now. Back to cross four ways.
Three together here. Well, Mike Brown, he just looks like they've closed in on him actually. Here's Mike Brown, then it's Herbertson, then Jordan. That's closed up, that trio. Nathan Harrison just sitting a little bit back here, just biding his time perhaps. There's Peter Hickman, who, as we heard, made that move past Rob Hodgson at Great Meadow on the previous lap. Joe Yeardsley just seems to have cleared from Michael Evans and Barry Ferber coming past us right now. So Yeardsley now closing in on those ahead of him. There's Wormald, Cummins, Trummer, Williams, and then a couple of seconds back, Paul Cassidy on the way through. So Mike Brown still leading at cross four ways, but Herbertson and Jordan just starting to close in on this lap. As Rigby comes past, then we've got Morris, and then we've got Lambden. So Lambden and Rostron, who we mentioned were quick in the white plate sessions in qualifying, promoted into this race, they're inside the top 20. Number 30, Nicholas Round, just outside the top 20 at the moment, as Wayne Avis comes past. Tom Snow, Matthew Rostron's having a look up the inside, might make it stick. Number 30 on the way through is Nicholas Round, one of the newcomers who I've just mentioned as well. Brown still leading. To you, Chris.
It's quite right what you said, Rob. They have closed up again, and Paul Jordan right on the back of Dominic Herbertson as Mike Brown, Herbertson and Jordan, and Harrison goes safely through. Then it's Hickman. Time sounds great. Paul Jordan's got to make a move. He can't let Mike Brown get away. We're on lap number 4 of 7, and I think PJ might have him. He's got him. Paul Jordan up to second place. Quickest lap of the race, a 2 minute 18.7, and it's 2 minute 18, so just outside that lap record, about 1.3 outside the lap record that's held by Michael Dunlop from 2017. He's done a 2:18.762. I tell you what, Mike Brown's going to have to look out now, because Paul Jordan, he is closing him down, and just on the back of these guys, getting inching closer, is Nathan Harrison on the H&H motorcycle 600cc Honda. So it's Brown, Jordan, Herbertson, and it just into the shot there. You know what, I think Nathan Harrison could be coming to spoil the party. We look at the long shot there, and he's closing in on them by about, what, half a second or so. So I think he's looking at this, and Peter Hickman could be coming along as well. We've still got 2.5 laps to go, 3.5 laps to go in three and a half. My maths is better. I haven't had enough cups of tea this morning, that's what it is. Anyway, yeah, 4 laps. We're on the 4th lap of 7 for this 7-lap race, sponsored of course by friends just down the road there, the S&S Motors 600cc race. So it's Brown from Jordan, from Herbertson, from Harrison. I think this could get really close at the end. Don't want to miss this in the cross four ways.
Here we go, and Jordan's now closing in on Brown at the front here. So Jordan right up in behind Mike Brown, and Dominic Herbertson a couple of bike lengths back. There is Nathan Harrison. I wonder, I think I mentioned before, is he just biding his time? Still a few laps to go. There's Hickman, it's Yeardsley and Hodgson there. So Joe Yeardsley has now overhauled Rob Hodgson as well. So Joe Yeardsley up into sixth on this lap as well. Michael Evans and Barry Ferber, no change there in the order. Here's number 95, Eddie Wormald, who's up into 10th. Connor Cummins lost some ground on the previous lap, dropped 3 places. His Trummer, there is Cummins, who's got back ahead of Jamie Williams, his fellow Manxman, and then Paul Cassidy on the way through as well. So that front trio in particular is definitely still closing up, with Brown ahead of Jordan. Here comes Dave Rigby. Then we've got the number 54 of John Marsh, and number 56, Joey Lambden, closing up in behind as well. So Lambden making up some ground here at the moment as well. Back to you, Chris.
Bouncing on the brakes on these 600 machines, super sport bikes, the Yamaha, then the Ducati, then the Triumph. The top three, here they come. Have a listen. That fourth bike was Nathan Harrison. So Brown leads by half a second, and he had a little look over his left shoulder as he went across the line as well. So Paul Jordan has dropped back a little bit. He's trying to catch him. He's trying all he knows to get with him, but the gap between first, second and third is roughly about the same. Whoa, there's a good battle between number nine and number seven. Seven, Michael Evans in eighth position. Nine, Barry Furby. He is in ninth position. They're out on lap number five of seven in this S&S Motors Supersport race. 2:18.546 is the quickest lap of the race so far. That's for bike 22 now. That's Paul Jordan as Dave Rigby goes through. 54. And I think that was 56 going through as well. 56, Joey Lambden, and 54, John Marsh. They go through in their positions, which is John Marsh, 54 and 16th. Joey Lambden, he's in 56th position. But the lead at the front is 0.519. And somebody's just gone wide into Ballabeg. I think there might have been Paul Jordan going a little bit wide into Ballabeg. So that will give the chance for Dominic Kirbison to get past the number 22 machine, the Jackson Racing bike, as we watch Rob Hodson on the SMT machine. He's just gone through in round about 7th position is Rob. But it looks to me somebody did run wide, just caught the blue colours there. We'll see from the shot, but he has managed to keep it up, but he has dropped a little bit now. So Mike Brown with an extended lead, we'd have to say, cross four ways.
Well, we'll get some more answers to what's happened, and Mike Brown has extended that advantage out front just a little bit. There is Paul Jordan, there is Dominic Herbertson, but Mike Brown just opening it up a little bit. A couple of seconds still further back is Nathan Harrison, so he's not pulled the pin as Nathan Harrison to catch him yet. Meanwhile, Peter Hickman's now coming under pressure from Joe Yeardsley, who cleared that traffic further back. There's Rob Hodson, around a second and a half back as well, by my reckoning as well. So Joe Yeardsley is now going right up in behind Peter Hickman there to try and make up another place and try potentially to move into the top five. A little bit of a gap back. It's Michael Evans, Barry Ferber, and now Eddie Warmold is closing in on those two as well, so he's been making up ground. Connor Cummins looking up the inside of Julian Trummer here at cross four ways, and Jamie Williams on the way through, and then Paul Cassidy, a bit of a gap in the rest of the field as well. So Mike Brown, he'd extended that lead coming into cross four ways. We heard of a machine running wide. It may have potentially been Paul Jordan as well, but Mike Brown has made it count. Might be just breathing a little easier as Dave Rigby comes through, but Dominic Herbertson right behind Jordan, and also in the battle for fifth, as I mentioned, Joe Yeardsley closing in on Hickman. To you, Chris.
There's Mike Brown, there's Paul Jordan, there's Dominic Kirbison. The front three machines go through. Nathan Harrison just dropping off the back a little bit now. Hickman's got problems now because he's got Joe Yeardsley, as Rob quite rightly said, right in behind him. So Joe Yeardsley on the GSX-R 750. Let's have a little look to see if he's got the GGs as he gets to top gear there. The little rise in the road before you start braking hard for Balakagan. Just about there, they just sit up, back into the wind, out of the bubble, into the right-hander there at Balakagan, and fly down the Balakagan straight. Mike Brown leads Paul Jordan by 1.943 seconds. And Joe Yeardsley had a long look over his left shoulder there. There's nobody behind you, Joe. The next man up the road is about 4 seconds back, so you got plenty of room. They're out on lap number 6 of 7 in this S&S Motor 600 CCA race. So Brown leads Jordan from Herbertson, then it's Harrison, Hickman, Yeardsley, Hodson, Evans, Wormald, Ferber, your top 10. Then it's Cummins, Trummer, Williams, Cassidy and Rigby. That's your top 15 as Hickman and Yeardsley get to Ballabeg. 2:17.473. Mike Brown just outside the Michael Dunlop lap record, a 2:17.423. So only, what, 0.005 of a second outside that lap record for Mike Brown there. 2:17.423 compared to a 2:17.473 for Mike Brown. He is on a charge. Back to cross four ways.
You took the words out of my mouth. He's close to that lap record place. Here's Mike Brown. He's still got that advantage of about a second to a second and a half over Paul Jordan and Dominic Kirbison. Around two bike lengths between them. There's Nathan Harrison. Still no attack from him. And Joe Yeardsley, oh, he's having a look. No, he's not going to make that move on Peter Hickman across four ways there. He had a look, though, to Joe Yeardsley. Will he make the move later on the lap? We'll see. There's Rob Hodson dropping just a couple of seconds further back on the SMT racing machine there. So Mike Brown, as we've just been hearing from Chris, if you missed it a moment ago, only around 0.005 of a second off the lap record pace for this class set by Michael Dunlop 9 years ago. Eddie Warmold, who'd moved up to 9th, he's now up to 8th because he's past Michael Evans now, as well as Barry Ferber at cross four ways. Connor Cummins closing in on them, and then Julian Trummer around half a second back. Jamie Williams on the way through, but Brown's still leading. He's got to keep the gas on here because Jordan and Herbertson will not let him go as Cassidy gets you across four ways as well. To you, Chris.
Yeah, the gap of the previous lap, Rob, was 1.943. Then it was half a second back to Herbertson in third. There he is, across the line. 2:18.07, that's the time for Mike Brown. Jordan across the line. There goes PJ, he goes. Then it's Dominic Kubica, then it's Nathan Harrison through. The gap is 2.353. And Peter Hickman still has Joe Yerdsley for company. Joe Yerdsley pulls to the left-hand side of Peter Hickman. He's had a good look at a few corners, and he had even had a look where Hickman went past Hodson into Great Meadow. So Brown leads, Jordan leads, Herbertson leads Harrison. Then it's Hickman and Yerdsley all go through with Rob Hodson. Next bike through, 95 Eddie Werbold, 7 and 9, having a cracking battle. Then, of course, Mikey Evans and Eddie Ayer, Barry Ferber, they all go safely through. So 8th for Wormald, 9th for Ferber, 10th for number 7 Michael Evans, and 11 Connor Cummins, 91 Julian Trummer. Who else has gone through there? Jamie Williams, Paul Cassidy, all safely through. The next rider through should be Paul Rigby. So back to the front, it's 2.353 for the guys there now. It is the last lap that they are on in this S&S Motors race. And number 10 still leads number 12, just ahead of him, Hickman, just ahead of Yerdsley. But Mike Brown with this in command with that quickest lap just outside. That lap record, incredible when you think back to 2017. Incredible. Mike Brown, exit Williams for the final time, drops into the bomb hole with Paul Jordan in the safe second and Dom Herbison in the safe third. Cross four ways.
Yeah, it's going to be a big ask for the rest of the field because Brownie's pulled the pin again here, so he is commanding out front. This front three has split massively. Paul Jordan here on the way through, then Dominic Herbison. The front three have split a lot. And then it's Nathan Harrison, so no change there. Peter Hickman, Joe Yerdsley right up in behind. He doesn't have a look this time, as Joe Yerdsley just a little too far back there. So he's going to have to battle Hickman all the way through Church Bend and along Great Meadows. He'll see if he can get a toe potentially on that longer straight. There's Rob Hodson on the way through as well. So Mike Brown has just extended that gap out of the front across four ways on the final lap. Meanwhile, Paul Jordan has pulled clear of number two, Dominic Herbertson. So that trio that's been really close together for much of the race has really started to spread out. Hickman still has Joe Yerdsley right up his trumpet at the moment. Eddie Wormald, who we heard is already up to eighth, he's holding. Got Barry Ferber, Michael Evans now coming under pressure from Connor Cummins, who's looking up the inside there. Has he held it as Drummer comes through? Has Cummins held it? He has. So Connor Cummins moving up to you, Chris.
That battle between Hickman and Yerdsley is going to go right down to Castletown Corner. But here is your race winner. It's Mike Brown. And across the line, Mike Brown goes, takes on first place, second for Paul Jordan. Third place for Dominic Herbertson. Third place, who's going to get it? Fourth place for Nathan. And Joe Yerdsley. Joe Yerdsley just gets the better of Peter Hickman on the line. Joe takes off fifth position. Peter Hickman in sixth place. Rob Hodson home on the 44 machine, home in that seventh position. So Mike Brown winning in the end by 2.997 seconds with that quickest lap of the race of a 2.17.473. So yeah, the pace is definitely there, isn't it? And Paul Jordan home in that second place. More riders across the line. Wormald, Ferber. Oh! And then we had, well, Connor Cummins just in behind Michael Evans. And we got Julian Trummer coming home in that 12th position. So that's your top 12 finishers. More riders, 92, Jamie Williams on the GSXR 750. He finishes somebody a bit wide there. It's number 5, Paul Cassidy on the Pella Brew Ducati. He's home in 14th position. And the 15th finisher should be home there now. It is. That's Riggers Dave Rigby on the number 50 machine. But Mike Brown with the win as 54 comes across the line. John Marsh to come home in about 16th, 17th position, just finishing there as well. 17th, of course, is Joey Lambden, the newcomer there on 56. So that's his 17 finishes so far. But with the news that Mike Brown takes that race win by 2.997 from Paul Jordan, with Dominic Kubica another 3 and a bit seconds back in that third position. Good performance by Joe Yerdsley there, just peeping Peter Hickman on the line there to get himself home in fifth. Let's speak to our third place finisher, Dominic Kubica, with Beth.
Great to see you back in here, Dom. Talk us through that one.
No, that was a bit of a springboard start for me. I couldn't believe it. Even I'm to the point of going, I'm going forward, chaps, so everyone else is going behind us. I've never had a start like that in my life. And I'll tell you what, my old man will be listening back at home going, yeah, we've never seen anything like that before.
What made the difference, do you think?
Actually engaging the brain before the gear on that one. No, it's I need to replicate that, but no, it was a cracking race. I stayed with Mike, and then obviously Paul drafted me down the straight, and then there was just, it's proper racing, and the fact of like Mike's stronger in some bits and then I'm stronger, then obviously Paul is doing the same as well. You know, it's that's the fun of racing, isn't it?
Where are you strongest, would you say?
I don't know really. Straights, I'm pretty good at the straights, you know what I mean? I don't have to think much there. No, I absolutely love the going through the bomb hole, but I think every rider says the same thing, but I absolutely love it.
And what does another podium mean to the team?
I keep my job. So them, I want to keep my job. So I know I'm absolutely over the moon for the KTS team, the triumph, obviously. And yeah, no, just I'm not very good at these interview things. I keep blabbering on, don't I?
To be fair, you've just done a little bit of work out there. I think you're doing brilliantly. Dom Herbertson, well done.
Thank you very much. See you in a bit.
So let's speak to Mike Brown now, who really did command that race from start to finish. And he's just shaking hands with Dom as he walks over. Mike, how difficult is it to lead a race when you know how close they are behind you?
It's not nice, and you're seeing 0-0 on the pit board every lap, and I won't lie, I was trying. I got 0-0 for 3 or 4 laps, and I just said, I'll try and break him here for 1 or 2 laps, and I got 0.6, and I kind of settled down again.
So having that information out there, as you said before, is absolutely crucial for you making those decisions as you go round.
It is. You're still makes a difference. You're still trying hard every lap, but maybe just not as hard. You might stick in a very hard lap just to break him and then go back to kind of normal racing if you can, but pit boards are essential around here.
And did the bike give you everything you needed today?
Yeah, it was a small misfire in yesterday's race, and got it sorted for today, and the bike was 100%, and thanks to the Russell Racing team to put out a serious machine again.
Brilliant result for you, Mike Brown, well done.
Thank you.
And now our second place finisher, Paul Jordan, who is just going to bump shoulders there with Mike Brown. Flipping heck, Paul, you are something to watch out there.
Yeah, enjoyed that one. Dom was riding fantastic there. It was nice to the three of us got away really from the grip behind. So yeah, and once I got past Dom, obviously I had my set on Mike and ran Wagon into Ballabeg hairpin, which made life a bit hard for myself. I generally thought it was good into the barrier, but yeah, we got to turn around and off a bit again.
How difficult is it to get back and focus after something like that?
Oh, you don't have time not to think. You just have to go straight into it, like, again, and just off you go.
And in terms of the machine and everything, though, all ran well?
Yeah, the bike was incredible there. You know, we didn't change anything from yesterday. We just woke up a bit better.
Paul Jordan, well done. We are going to go to the prize presentation now for the S&S Motors 600cc race, an absolutely cracking one. The Southern 100 really is delivering here today. So the presentation is going to be done by George Short from S&S Motors. Just waiting for the riders just to go up onto the podium so we can get this presentation underway, because as ever, we know Championship Day is an incredibly busy one down here, Chris. So just come back to us in a few seconds.
So Mike Brown took the race win for number 22, Paul Jordan, number 2, Dominic Herbertson in third, then it was 15, Nathan Harrison, 12, Joe Yeardsley, then number 10, Peter Hickman, 44, Rob Hodson, 95, Eddie Wormald, then number 9, in ninth place of Barry Ferber, and number 7, Michael Evans, coming home your top 10. Then it was 11, Connor Cummins, 91, Julian Trummer, 92, Jamie Williams, 5, Paul Cassidy, and 50, Dave Rigby. Beth.
Well, what a race that was. The Southern 100 has absolutely delivered again here at Balaun. So let's welcome our podium finishers. George Short from S&S Motors doing the presentation here. In third place, it is Dominic Herbertson. Round of applause for Dom, and another cap for him, and a bottle of wine, which I'm sure he'll enjoy a little bit later. And your second place finisher, once again on the podium, Paul Jordan. And taking victory again here at Balaun for the S&S Motors 600cc race, your winner is Mike Brown. So another garland presented to Mike. Is a little bit of a wobble there. He nearly dropped his water bottle, but all is well, Chris, and lots of smiles down here.
Thank you very much to Beth there now. So there's your top 15. We mentioned down to Dave Rigby, 16th for 54. John Marsh, 56. Joey Lambden home in 17th place. And 20, Wayne Avis. 27, Tom Snow. 30, Nicholas Round. 67, Adrian Hodson. 51, Rad Hughes. 90, Paul Cranston. And number 88, Brad Byrne, coming home in 24th position.